So, you know, my obsession, my one food that I will allow myself, I don't care what's going on in my health, my body, if I'm losing weight, gaining weight, it doesn't matter. I always have to have chocolate. I'm a chocoholic. Hi, my name is Cooper. I'm a chocoholic. That's just, it's always going to be. I'm not interested in going to any kind of, I don't know, AA, AAA, whatever you go to stop. That's just who I am.
Weight Watchers.
The chocolate of my choice is Lindt chocolate. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. If I'm going to indulge, I'm going to go for the good stuff. So I noticed over COVID, which is where I ate most of my chocolate, the Lindt chocolate was all had that white goop around it. It was like all full of white goop.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out the hard way that it's because COVID happened. All that chocolate just stayed in warehouses because all the stores shut down initially, and then everything opened back up and they just went back to selling stuff that had been sitting in their warehouse forever. So it was stale. It was stale chocolate they were selling.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter. Like, I would buy a bag, I'd get another bag. It was a different date. It didn't matter.
It's not cheap. It's not like 5 cents.
No.
That's expensive.
In New York City, a bag of Lindt chocolate is $7.99.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is $8.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Right, exactly, for one bag. And sometimes they do a special, but mostly it's $8 per bag. So, I this is my chocolate. And every time I bought it, it was just, and the supermarket kept exchanging it for me, which they're not supposed to do during COVID, but they did because I spent a lot of money there because you know how I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I always know everybody. So finally, I said, you know what? Let me just go right directly to Lindt. So I send them first I call. I call, there's a number on the bag. It's an 800 number. And I call up. I was like, I'm not usually a complainer about something I love.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm a complainer, but right. Not about something I love. Usually about things that bother me or things that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I love this chocolate too much to let this go. And I tell them the whole thing. And I say, every time I get a bag, it has that white goop all over it. You know, what the heck is going on? They're like, so sorry, COVID, it was a problem, warehouse. You know what? We're going to send you a voucher for a free bag. I was like, I have 4 bags. I can give you all the codes. They're like, okay, we'll send you 4 vouchers. I was like, thanks. So like a month passes, no vouchers.
No.
So I call up again. I was like, hi, sorry to bother you. Hi, my chocolate. Me. I'm like, it's all I can think about. Like I have no bigger problems than this, of course. So the woman's like, oh, we wrote your email address down wrong. We emailed you some vouchers. It bounced back. Can you give me the correct email address? So I give her the correct email address. Still no vouchers. So I wait another month and I was like,
this is 2 months now.
I'm 2 months into this.
$30 for $30.
It's the principal. It's like every time
$30. It's not the principal. It's not the principal anymore. It's $30. And you've already wasted way too much of your time for this. You have to figure your time into this.
So I send an email and I get this lovely woman who's really sympathetic. And she's like, girl, I'm a chocoholic. That's why I work here. She's like, I get it. You know, she's like, I'll be more than happy. She's like, we had your wrong email address. I don't know why it didn't make it there. Let me mail them to you. Like, old school snail mail, hard copy. What's your address? So I give her my address and another month passes. And I email her again and I said, you know, hey, Yolanda, you know, you've been so sweet. I feel bad even coming back to you. But you know what, girl? I never received those. I never received them. Instead of being nice, she gets really curt with me over email. She's like, that's not possible. We sent them. And I don't know what scam you're running. Like, not, she knew the word scam, but she was kind of like, you know, I don't know what you're pulling, kind of implying that I got the vouchers and I'm pretending I didn't because I want free chocolate. Like, I have nothing better to do with my time, which I apparently don't. Because so
3 months,
4 months. This is because I waited a month each time. So I emailed her back and I was like, look, lady, I'm not trying to run a scam for a free bag of chocolate at this point. And frankly, your company probably screwed this up somehow. Like, if you look at your track record, you sold me chocolate that was stale, not once, but 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got my email address wrong twice,
2 times.
2 times. It's likely that you did something wrong. I'm going to put this on you and say it's very likely that the fault is on your side of the table. Mm-hmm. You are the one who made the mistake here on some level. And she writes back, I don't make those mistakes. Have a nice day.
Nice.
So I'm like, bitch. So I was like, you know what? I'm never going to eat Lindt chocolate again. I'm done with them. I moved over to Ghirardelli. So mm-hmm. I'm a Ghirardelli girl now, right? Months have passed. Like, this is like, I mean, it's been like 6 months. I get an email this morning. It is from customer service from Lindt. And they said, hi, sorry. It's from another new girl, Jenny. I see all these vouchers were sent to you and they've come back to us. We just got a return mail.
They bounce back.
We just got a return mail. No, but actually the physical mail.
The snail mail.
For insufficient address. You know, we obviously didn't have your full address on here. So if you just give me your full address, like, you know, as if I didn't know my own address. It's like, bitch, I gave you my full address. Mm-hmm. I gave you everything. I gave you the apartment number, the zip code. Somebody, some dumbass at your company, which I'm 100% sure you have lots of them now at this point, because, you know, look, like, look at how many times I've had to interact with your company. Right. I've already given up on you. I'm a Ghirardelli girl now. Here's my address. I'll keep an eye out. She's like, thanks so much. I'll send them out today. And I wrote back, like, won't hold my breath, but thanks for the effort.
You should have copied that other lady into that email.
I thought about it. I thought about forwarding that to her. But then my boyfriend, who used to work in American Express customer service, he knows all this stuff. He said, what happened was there was a review. There's always somebody coming by to review customer service, how they're doing. Like, there's a human resource person that checks on everybody. Once they see an email exchange that has gone back and forth as many times as yours did with their customer service and as lengthy, they probably investigated it and looked into it. And what they've come up with is, where are those vouchers? Did they come back to us? Is this girl running a scam or did we screw up? Mm. And once they realized that they screwed up and they went and found the vouchers that had bounced back and come back by mail, bounced back the email and came back by mail, they put Jenny on it because Jenny's their star player. You know what I mean? They didn't give me a scrub. They didn't give me someone off the bench. They gave me their MVP. Mm-hmm. Jenny was like, I'm handling this.
But I'm they haven't came this. Yet. You don't have them in your hand yet.
No. Well, this just all happened today. And I wrote back, I said, if they show up, I'll email you to let you know they showed up. And that's how I've left it at this point. So, but it's too late. I'm a Ghirardelli girl.
Yeah, I don't think this is ever going to come. So,
no, I doubt I'm going to see it. But I just love the fact that this bitch was like, no, like, I don't know what kind of scam you're running, honey.
This is 4 months, 5 months.
6 months now.
6 months.
Yes.
20 minutes of the show. Way too many phone calls and emails. You have probably, I mean, the way you stress about things, you yes. probably lost 3 hours of your life.
Right. That's probably true.
From stress. Half your hair is gone.
Half my hair is gone. I didn't lose sleep over
bucks,
it.
Let it go.
I'm very principled.
Let it go. You're going to have a heart attack. And I'm going to put that freaking chocolate in your casket.
Yeah, as long as it's Ghirardelli.
You're dying with Lindt.
Do you think you should be buried with things that you hate? Like, should you be buried? I wonder if that's like, should be a thing. Like, be buried with all the things that you resent, all the pictures of boyfriends who've wronged you, you know, because maybe like in your next life, you could resolve all that. Like, instead of being, you know, people are buried with like their favorite jewelry or their favorite dress. Instead, get buried in the dress that you wore to your wedding that he stood you up. Like, I wonder if in your, what do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it's a good idea maybe to instead be buried with all the things that caused you harm. So maybe you can take it on to the next life and resolve it.
All right. So my grandfather wasn't a material guy. He didn't care about material things. So once they got money, my grandmother bought him a Gucci suit.
Okay.
So he had a Gucci. She brought him the Gucci suit. This is old school Gucci. God only knows how much it cost. So she brought it for him and he looked at it and said, I am never going to wear this. They had a whole fight. They almost got a divorce over it.
Wow.
They had this fight about this suit. She wanted him to have one nice suit. He wasn't going to wear a suit because like that, there's no way he's going to wear a suit that costs as much as a house. He's not going to do it. So they almost got into a divorce. She said, when you die, I'm going to bury you in that freaking suit. So when he died, they went into his closet and it was never worn and they put it on him.
They buried him
in the Gucci suit
that nearly ruined his relationship. Wow.
So my family, they throw all kinds of crap in the casket. I mean, it looks like a garage sale in the casket. When they get done putting everything in, well, he needs this, he needs his headphones, he needs a mic, he needs you need this photo of this, and
maybe a change of shoes in case those get uncomfortable.
Yeah, if you need anything, just go dig up my grandparents.
It's all there.
It's all in the casket.